following is a paid program from Innovative Financial Solutions.
This is the Retirement Playbook with your retirement coach, Brock Allspa. Brock and his team form your retirement offensive line from Innovative Financial Solutions. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brock provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans perfectly executed. And now, here is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspa.
Good morning, Southeast Missouri, and wherever you may be listening. This is the Retirement Playbook, brought to you by Innovative Financial Solutions. We are the retirement people, and we're here with you every Saturday morning, bringing you some great information on how you can get to and through your ideal retirement. This morning, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about building wealth, but not only building it, protecting it, and then also protecting it on a level you probably haven't thought of. We're going to get to that next. But before we do, I'm going to introduce my co-host, as always, Mr. Tony Shore. Hello, Tony.
Well, hello, Brock Allspa. How are you doing today, Brock?
Fantastic. Tons of energy. I'm ready to go.
I think, Brock, you drank, what, 40, 50 cups of coffee before the show this morning.
I feel like it.
And I'm not going to be able to keep up. That's the bottom line.
It's amazing. It is truly, truly amazing how you feel if you get two nights of good sleep. I mean, it truly is it's game changing. It's life changing.
Yeah. It is all about the sleep. If you can find a way to get full nights of sleep, good sleep.
It's truly amazing. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's not very often, right? I'm getting to that age where you know, you're going to get up and go to the bathroom or, you know, you're not going to sleep good two nights in a row. It just doesn't happen. Well, it did for me. And so I feel like I hope there's no lightning around or anything like that, because I feel like this is as good a chance as getting hit by lightning is sleeping two nights good in a row. Anyway, so I feel great. Thank you for asking, Tony. You're doing well, I'm assuming.
I am doing great. Yeah, I love this time of year. I've told you that. I've been spending time with family. I've had a lot of work to do, which keeps things moving along. I like it. Yeah, I've been fantastic. Looking forward to winter. But otherwise, otherwise doing very good. Yeah.
Well, you know, I woke up this morning and it was 25 degrees. So for us, that's pretty much winter, right?
Yeah, it is basically winter. I know fall didn't seem to last too long this year, did it?
No, it didn't. But, you know, Saturday, we've got SEMO and our last homecoming game for football. And it's going to be a big, big day, and it's going to be 65 degrees, quite different than when we're recording this show. But anyway,
that's perfect football weather right there, 65.
That's, you kidding me?
It's perfect. Can't ask for anything better. Yeah.
It's perfect. All right, Tony. So here's the deal. We're going to talk about scam season. We've talked about it, kind of sprinkled it in on different shows before, but today we're going to dive into it a little bit deeper. It is scam season. Protect yourself. You know, there's a lot of shopping going on and those kinds of things. Protect yourself from these financial fraudsters. But before we get into it, folks, go to our website. It's theinnovativeteam.com, theinnovativeteam.com. You can check out past shows that we've done. You can search by topic if you'd like to hear about a certain topic. You can do that. Click on the show that interests you the most. You can also download our Retirement Income Toolkit, and you can request an appointment with me. So you can do that all on our website. You can order my book. Lots of great information out there. But again, as we've said in the past, if you have information, it's only as good as what you do with it, right?
Right.
So take the next step, call our office, or click on that link on our website to schedule a meeting with myself to talk about your situation, to talk about your goals and objectives and how we can help you get there. So if you want to give us a call, you can. It's 573-332-7855. Or again, that website is theinnovativeteam.com.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I've read stories about people losing tens of thousands of dollars in mere minutes I mean, it's unbelievable. And when that money is gone, it's gone for good. You don't want to get caught up in one of these scams. And it's terrible to think of seniors or retirees who might be on a fixed income having their security and comfort jeopardized by crooks, right?
I mean, Tony, you hear about it all the time and you think, oh, I live in Southeast Missouri. That would never happen to me.
Right.
Trust me, it has happened plenty around here.
And even if you're a wise person and you're like, I know what I'm doing, I'd never fall for that. Some of them are so tricky and convincing nowadays, you really have to be careful. So I'm glad you're going to go through these today.
Yeah, for sure. You know, unfortunately, you're right. Some older people, some of the elderly are targets, easy targets for some of these people, because people that are a little bit older, you know, they get a little confused sometimes and think, okay, well, you know, this sounds reasonable, so I'll go ahead and go through with this. Folks, just, you know, look, I'm not telling you to trust no one, but at the same time, let's keep our eyes and ears wide open, okay, yeah, to make sure that we don't get taken advantage of. So here we go. Let's begin with this National Council on Aging article. It's titled Top 10 Financial Scams Targeting Seniors, which has some excellent information here, Tony, and useful information to people that you can use in your life right now. But just real quick, Tony, the article explains the FBI in 2021, there were more than 90,000 older victims, resulting in an estimated $1.7 billion. And so somehow, if you do that math, you can kind of figure it out that they're targeting people with money.
Yeah.
Right. They know that you have money. They don't know maybe where exactly where it's at or what it's invested in or at the bank or what have you, but they know these people have money somehow.
$1.7 billion in losses in 1 year.
That's crazy.
Due to scams and frauds.
And by the way, that was a 74% increase over the prior year, 2020 COVID.
Wow.
Year. Yeah. So again, these financial scammers, they're focusing on older people. So what are some of the things that we've seen and some of the crimes, the low risk crimes that we've seen? And unfortunately, Tony, in my example that I had an elderly client that got, you know, taken advantage of, and, you know, she fell for it and was writing checks and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. There's no recourse.
No.
I mean, it's so sad. And you would think that it, with today's technology, that we can track these people down and we can recover these assets, and a lot of times it's just not the case.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
makes that's it that much tough. Worse.
Yeah. Right. And to me, the risk of financial scams, Brock, is a good reason to work with somebody like yourself, because if you have somebody asking you for money or a situation come up and you think, I wonder, you know, ask, pick up the phone, call, Brock, I think that's so good. You know, that way you can help them identify red flags, especially if somebody's, if you're going to start cutting checks to someone, talk to your financial advisor first.
100%, Tony.
Yeah.
Yes. Give us a call. We can help you determine if that's, you know, a legitimate thing.
Sure.
But the first criminal scenario in the article, Tony, is the government impersonation scam. Big one. Yep. With this one, the con artist calls the victim and pretends to be from an agency like IRS, Social Security Administration, Medicare, or something similar. And Tony, during the call, they may say that you have unpaid taxes, for example, and that you may be arrested, right? The fear mongering part of it that says, hey, we're going to scare the bejesus out of this person and we're going to make sure that they feel so intimidated that they have no other choice other than to go ahead and pay, you know, whatever this thing is that they're talking about. They also may imply that your Social Security or Medicare benefits will be cut off unless you give them the personal details. Some scammers even use technology that can make their phone number from their calling from look like the actual phone number from Social Security or IRS or what have you. So these folks have gotten very good in a very bad way. They've gotten very good at what they do. Yeah. And the more real they can make it, obviously, the more convincing they can be, the more successful they'll be in getting this money from these poor, poor people. It's just unbelievable what people will do. You just think to yourself, there's no way somebody would do that.
Right. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So especially those government agencies, I think the solution, what I hear you saying, if somebody if something feels off or a government agency calls you, hang up. Right. That's the solution. Hang up, then go find the agency's actual number online, look up their official number, then you can call it if you're really concerned that it might have been legit, because they'll have the real information on file. There's no there's no harm in just hanging up.
Well, listen, here's the point. There's no federal government agency that's going to call you and tell you that everything's going to be cut off, or there would be no way.
The IRS says they never, ever call you on the phone. And same with Social Security Administration and Medicare. They will not call you on the phone.
It's a great point, Tony. The next one is the notorious grandparent scam. And it's one of the, I'm sure people have heard about it, you know, here on the, from listening to the radio show. But with this scam, the crook often calls an older person and say something like, "Hello, grandma. Do you know who this is?" You know, pretending to be someone that they're not. And so they use their, you know, the fact that, oh, hey, oh my, you know, somebody's interested. And that's part of what all of this is, Tony, is that sometimes older people don't get the attention and they don't have the conversations and they don't have the contact with people. And so they kind of are desperate for that sometimes.
Yeah.
So when somebody seems interested in them and saying, "Hey, you know, I'm here to help you," or "I'm here back in your life, grandma," or "what a great grandma," whatever the situation may be, then they get taken advantage of that way. And a lot of times, Tony, with that scam, at least what I've seen is it's not cash or a check. It's usually, "Hey, I need a gift card. Go buy me a gift card," you know, or maybe they do the wire transfer, but it's usually, you know, it's when it's gone, Tony, it's like what we talked about a few minutes ago. When it's gone, it's gone. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
I mean, that money is out of your account because you went and bought a gift card or wired the money to somebody. It's just gone. And that's just, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. That's tough. That's one of the sickest. I mean, that's just nasty that they would take advantage of the elderly like that. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It really is. Yeah.
I mean, that one's really, it gets me every time. That's
the low of the low right there, Tony.
Yeah. And playing on the heartstrings of grandparents. It's so cruel.
Yep. Okay, Medicare scams are another common fraud tactic because every American who's 65 or older automatically receives Medicare, and this is particularly ripe opportunity for bad actors. In this fraud scenario, the bad guy will pose as a Medicare official and will request personal information like a Social Security number, your date of birth, your bank account information, or something similar. But consider some things with this one. Why would anybody from Medicare need your Social Security number or your birthday, right? If you're enrolled, this information is certainly on file already.
Yeah. The Social Security agency has your Social Security number.
Right.
Just an FYI. Yeah.
I don't know if, So anyway, that's again kind of the goes along the government, you know, imposters there.
I mean, if you smell a rat, just hang up.
Right? There you go. Yeah. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Right. I mean, it's just I tell my kids this. Everyone has a ticker inside of you, and it's the right thing ticker is what I call it. It's a very simple elementary way to look at this. But and you have this thing that it always goes off when something doesn't feel right. It's the right thing ticker. So if it's not right, don't do it.
Right.
That's what I tell my kids. And it's very applicable here. If it doesn't feel right, folks, if your ticker's going off that it's not the right thing, just don't engage. Hang up. Call someone else that you trust, whether it's your financial advisor or maybe your, you know, a family member or what have you, and tell them what's going on. And maybe somebody like that could even verify. Oh, you know what? No, that's correct. But most of the time, it's obviously not going to be a real thing. It's going to be a scam. Okay. All right, Tony, so move on to another one here. Computer scams are another frequent con.
Yep.
Because some older folks still feel a little unsure, you know, about technology or, you know, whatever it is with dealing with computers. So criminals seek to take advantage of this. In this scenario, while working on your computer, you may receive an unexpected message proclaiming that your device needs immediate repair. When you call the number provided, the scammer will either request remote access to your machine and will demand immediate payment. for this repair. Mm. Yeah. So the immediate payment, obviously, Tony, is bad enough, right? Yeah. But the fact that they can get into your computer and pull off anything that they want is probably the scarier part of this, right?
Yeah.
Just to have access to everything on your computer. And so that's what I always tell people. Look, if you have secure information, personal information, make sure that it's password protected. So if by chance somebody did get into your computer, they would have to enter a password to get, for example, you know, if you had a spreadsheet of all of your different passwords for different websites or what have you, make sure that it's password protected. It's very easily done.
Right. And Microsoft isn't going to call you. This happened to my mother-in-law. She actually got caught in this one. Yep. She clicked on something in an email or something, and her computer was so slow and wasn't working. And then the phone rings the next day saying, "Hey, this is Microsoft. We see that your computer's having issues. We can fix that for you. Our service department can take care of that, and it'll be working again in a couple hours. You just need to give us your password to your computer so we can access it, and then give us your blah blah blah." And so she gave him a credit card, she gave him her password, and she did this a few, and then it worked again. They accessed her computer to, you know, change the code or whatever that they had, you know, the spyware. And then it happened again, and they called her again, and you know, she lost, I don't know, up to $3,000, I think. Jeez. In this scam. And there's no way of getting that back. But again, Microsoft is never going to call you on the phone.
Right.
And you should never let anybody remote access to your computer. Don't give out your passwords over the phone. Never do that for anyone.
You know, I think a lot of people have been affected by this kind of scam. So my aunt and uncle were, right? And so, you know, everybody knows somebody that probably has been affected by this scam. Yep. So it's pretty widely known. But I will tell you, they tried that with me when it first was coming about, before you actually heard about it being a big scam.
Really?
And yeah. And I will tell you, Tony, I didn't move forward, but it was very convincing. Like, I was, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I almost got scammed myself. So anyway,
it can be convincing anyone, and you shouldn't feel, you know, if you fall prey to it, you know, call, you know, report it, talk to your financial advisor. But the best thing to do is just don't ever give out any information over the phone to anyone, and no big company or government agency is going to call you. They're not going to do it. So when they do call you, you know, it's a scam. You just hang up. Don't say anything. Just hang up.
Just hang the phone up. That's right. That's right. And don't worry, you're not being rude.
They are. And if they ask you, if they call me and say, "Is this Tony Shore?" If I ever get that call, I either say, "Who's this?" I say, "Who's this?" And then they say, "Well, this is so-and-so calling from this company." Click.
Yeah.
Just hang up.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Tony Shore.
Yeah, right.
Who's this?
Yeah, yeah. You could have a lot of fun with that. You know,
people have fun with them. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, okay, our next one. And this is, I mentioned I had an elderly client get affected by this in a very big way. Which is, I just still cringe on this, but addresses sweepstakes and lottery scams. This is where she got affected. They, you know, they give you so much hope that, oh, hey, you know, you've won this certain amount of money or lottery or, you know, this certain sweepstakes. All you have to do is give us a little bit of money and we'll give you the rest of it. So it's a deposit on getting this huge amount of money. And it's just obviously, fraud. In this particular case, Tony, they did it once and then they came back to her and said, "Well, actually there was something messed up. And so you need to give us a little bit more money and a little bit more money." And it probably happened, I don't remember exactly, 3 or 4 different times.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, finally, she was requesting money from her account that we managed for her. And so, you know, it just seemed a little off. And so again, anytime something doesn't seem right, what do? You ask questions.
Yeah.
So I started asking questions about what was going on. And then I realized, oh boy, she's been scammed. And, you know, so we had the FBI involved. I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah. But it's not good. And there's usually you never get your money back, but you should report it so they can keep investigating. But I had that happen to me where they called, left a message, sounded so legit. Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. And as a just I never enter these things. But on a Saturday, I filled it out that year. So I'm like, whoa. They're saying I won $50,000. I was one of the smaller prize winners, and I just needed to do this and this, and it was a professional sounding voice. But then I looked up online because I know, and if you go to Publishers Clearinghouse official website, they have a big notice on their scams, you know, frauds. Sure. They will never call you. The Publishers Clearinghouse giveaway will never notify you by phone. They will not call you. They will only show up in person via messenger to tell you you've won. They'll deliver the check in person. They will never, ever call you. And their website says that. So I know that that's a big one. People saying they're from Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Publishers Clearinghouse knows there's the scam out there. And so they have all this stuff on their website to try to, you know, warn people about it and tell them, hey, if you get something in the mail or get a phone call, ignore it.
Right, right.
Saying you've won.
Yeah, that's a tough one too.
Yeah.
The next one, Tony, is robocalls and phone scams. You know, with technology and, you know, AI, as they say, artificial intelligence, these things have become very, very convincing as well. And sound, like you said, very professional. And basically using some simple technology, these crooks, they dial, you know, a vast number of households around the world. And once they get somebody that actually answers and get somebody that is kind of, you know, they've hooked per se, because that's what they're doing. They're phishing. They may claim that a warranty is expiring on an electronic device. I mean, who doesn't have warranties on, you know, electronic devices? Again, they know, or on a vehicle, an immediate payment is necessary.
Okay? Yeah.
And as with the government agency cons I explained earlier, these scammers may be able to mimic the phone number that you know, maybe it's Apple, you know, that you've got an Apple device. And so they makes it look like that. Oh, Apple's calling me, you know, it's just, you know, there are just so many ways. It's terrible. The thing is, Tony, is if anybody is calling you, and you said this just a few minutes ago, if they're calling you to ask for money. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, come on. It better be somebody local that you know, like a mechanic shop or something like that. Otherwise, you can just figure on if it's a phone call, somebody asking for money, it's most likely a scam.
Right. Good advice. Now, Brock, we're out of time for today's show. It just flew by as usual, I know. But before we go, really quick, give our listeners that phone number and website if they have questions about this or want to get a financial plan in place.
Yeah, so we always say, look, we want to help grow and protect your money. Folks, this is just a different way to protect your money. You definitely don't want to lose money due to these scams that are out there. So again, the very simple things that we've given you here today to do. But if you need help, give us a call at Innovative Financial Solutions, 573-332-7855. Or again, look us up on the web at theinnovativeteam.com.
All right. Thanks, Brock. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Retirement Playbook with our host, Brock Allspaugh. Thank you for listening to The Retirement Playbook. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Brock Allspaugh at Innovative Financial Solutions. Call 573-332-7855 or visit their website at theinnovativeteam.com.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Innovative Financial Planners, a registered investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants. Innovative Financial Solutions and Innovative Insurance Consultants are affiliated companies.
We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.